On the night of 28 November 1953, Eric went to bed as normal, a happy 9-year-old child. The family home had been built 3 years earlier, and his father, Frank, was still putting the finishing touches to it, but now he was in New York on business. Eric's mother, Alice, was sleeping down the hall. His little brother, Nils, and his sister, Lisa, were in the next room. And then, somewhere around dawn, Eric was woken up. "It was a very dim November pre-dawn," Eric said. Eric was woken up by his mother and taken down the hall, still wearing his pajamas, towards the living room, the same room where the two of us now sat, on the same sofas. Eric turned the corner to see the family doctor sitting there. "And," Eric said, "also there were these two..." Eric searched for a moment for the right word to describe the others. He said, "There were these two men there also." The news that the men delivered was that Eric's father was dead. "What are you talking about?" Eric asked them crossly. "He had an accident," said one of the men, "and the accident was that he fell or jumped out of a window."
"Excuse me?" said Eric. "He did what?"
"He fell or jumped out of a window in New York."
"What does that look like?" asked Eric.
This question was greeted with silence. Eric looked over at his mother and saw that she was frozen and empty-eyed.
"How do you fall out of a window?" said Eric. "What does that mean? Why would he do that? What do you mean, fell or jumped?"
"We don't know if he fell," said one of the men. "He might have fallen. He might have jumped."
"Did he dive?" asked Eric.
"Anyhow," said one of the men, "it was an accident."
"Was he standing on a ledge and he jumped?" asked Eric.
"It was a work-related accident," said one of the men.
"Excuse me?" said Eric. "He fell out a window, and that's work-related? What?"
Eric turned to his mother.
He said, "what is his work again?"
Eric believed his father was a civilian scientist working with chemicals at the nearby Fort Detrick military base. Eric said to me, "It very quickly became an incredibly rancorous issue in the family, because I was always the kid saying, 'Excuse me, where did he go? Tell me this story again.' And my mother very quickly adopted the stance, 'Look, I've told you this story 1,000 times.' And I would say, 'Yeah, but I don't get it.'